What is your insight into this and how you would prepare a team? One of the interesting things to me is when you look back at Detroit, which had that extra delay of a week, stuck up there in Detroit, it was kind of cold, and they came down and made four errors in four games. I mean, no one's ever seen anything like that. And the delay does end up being a potential huge barrier to the performance level.
Well, Nick, thanks for having me on. I think that what you're talking about is sometimes the result of kind of so-so Super Bowls. I mean, football players are used to playing every week. Baseball players are used to playing essentially every day. When you get even the All-Star break in baseball gets you out there, and when you come back, if you haven't thrown a baseball for 3 or 4 days and you're playing catch with someone, it's like a whole new game again because you're just conditioned to do it all the time. And I think that the quality of the game, the players, I think, would have to agree. Yeah, it's great. They can get everybody healthy. They can prepare. They can have the preparations as much as they want to understand what the other team is going to do for the Super Bowl. But the quality of the play, I think, has to suffer because they're not as sharp. They're not used to having, you know, whatever, you would know better than I what a football schedule is from week to week, but they probably only have two or three pretty hard practices, and the rest of them are just touch-and-feel type practices, getting loose and getting out there and running through some of the finer points of what they're doing by way of preparation. So I think the preparation coach way, by way of what they're thinking about for play preparation, defense, and so on, is very good. But I think the quality and the fine touch of the athletes, especially the receivers, the quarterbacks, and in some cases maybe even the linemen, they lose that contact. They lose some of their approach, and the better part of their skills, I think, are lost when you have a two-week delay like that.
What would you do, though, in, of course, in football, because you're dealing with the injury factor being a very significant risk, and of course Indianapolis in this case has Nick Harper with a high ankle sprain that you've probably seen in baseball, and that can sometimes take some time to recover. So in football, you're dealing with the fact that you want to go a team at full speed, and that's what a Pete Carroll would do with USC. His team seemed to be very aware of team speed in practice, so it's much easier for them. They seem to be a little faster in the games, and those pro coaches want usually to conduct practice at that fast pace. Now suddenly they're worried about injuries. What would you do? What would be some suggestions you do to how you would handle this extra week?
Well, I think you're right. You don't want to get anybody hurt in a practice for those 2 weeks. You have all those practices, and it's not like you can, yeah, I guess you probably give them a day or two off to relax and maybe come in and get some treatment, the guys that are hurt, but you have to be careful. And when you have to be careful and you're not playing at the same intensity, that's when a lot of guys will get hurt. They're trying to be extra careful. The same thing with baseball or any sport. I mean, if you're out there and you're not going at the speed you're used to going, whether you're going through layup drills, whether you're playing one-on-one, if you're going at something less than what you think is your optimum, then I think you give yourself a chance to get hurt because you're not quite quick enough, you're not reacting at the same speed. And I think football players in particular, with the type of the wear and the grind on their bodies throughout the year, I think they're happy to have the time off. But I think they trying to get back into it after 2 weeks, I think you have to take some chances. Otherwise, the team that you put out on the field won't be ready to play that game.